737-1200, 1-800-383-9624. The Joe Pags Show on your radio. It is joepags.com, joepags.com. Go there, click on the station that you listen to the show on, or on which you listen to the show, in correct English. You're going to watch that show where they're pretending that they're auctioning off a wife for Prince Harry?
No.
Have you seen that?
I've seen the previews. It looks awful. No.
It kind of looks like him. I think it looks like him.
It does, yeah.
It kind of shows the material. Oh, hold on. Let me sit back. Hold on.
All right.
It kind of shows the materialistic outlook for some women, without a doubt.
Yeah, it does. I want to marry a prince.
And you know, they're only doing it. Only doing it. Because he's allegedly a prince.
Right.
Because otherwise, just a dorky looking dude, you know?
I know. These women.
So, I mean, they're not in love with him, but they're like, I'll do anything to be this guy's wife.
I'll be on TV.
And it turns out it's not really Prince Harry.
It is not.
No, it's just some imposter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
No. I like bad reality sometimes, but I will not watch the show.
But, I mean, we're in on the joke, though.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool.
Are you going to watch it?
I don't know.
No,
I watch.
Don't
give me a look, Karina. I don't know. All right. I've got a couple of women here. One a pain in the neck. One very, very nice. Karina, you're the nice one.
Wow. That's
Paulo's not in there. Can you turn your mic on or not? No, you can't. So she can't even take part in this then. Because Paulo's like, screw it. I'll go for a walk. I got nothing else going on.
I'm sure he had to go do something very important.
Ah, screw it. I'm just going to take off. But I've got a list of compliments that are actually offensive to women.
Okay.
And I'm reading these and I'm thinking, these are not insults. These aren't offensive. Can women stop being so damn offended by everything?
Not all women.
Seven compliments that women find offensive. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Number one. You're so cute. You're so bubbly.
I wouldn't find offense.
Compliment or offensive?
Compliment.
Of course.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Bubbly means effervescent. You've got a nice personality.
Yeah.
You're so fun.
Yeah, I'm cute and bubbly.
You got bubbles coming out of your nose. I mean, whatever.
No,
I mean,
not
it could
that.
Mean could mean all of that.
But that's a compliment.
So again, I don't know anything about anything, but if I were to say to a woman, "Well, you're really cute."
That's a good thing.
You know, let me preface this by saying Paulo, if you can turn Karina's microphone on because she's a woman and we're doing the woman thing now. This is the woman.
This is like now?
The Oprah section
really?
Of the show. Karina, is that a compliment or is that a cutdown?
I think it's a compliment, but I know some girls think that means that they're not attractive. Like, they're cute, not hot.
Yeah, but if you say you're hot to a girl, she's like, well, what does that mean? Like, temperature-wise? I mean, they also, I mean, can we be honest? It really depends on who's saying it. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
I'm glad you both agree with me. I thought I was going to get an argument. It's really about who's saying it.
Well, you're right.
Well, let me throw this out there. What if you're walking, you know, in a mall or down the street or going to work or whatever, and you hear a cat, woo, woo, you hear some dude whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And you look over, and it's like a grungy, you know, somebody who needs to go find a job. You're pretty turned off, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Karina?
Yeah.
What if it's Brad Pitt?
Well, that's a different story.
Why is it a different story?
He's still, because it's Brad Pitt.
He's still catcalling you, right?
Come on. It's different.
Woo-hoo. And then you look over, you're like, different. Hey, don't you, hey, Brad Pitt, how are you, man? How are you, Prince Harry?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So let's not lie. It's really about who's doing it, right?
It's true, yes.
Let's be honest here. All right, here's the next one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, allegedly, this is from what, elitedaily.com, whatever that is.
Okay.
Seven compliments that are actually offensive to women. Number two. Boy, you clean up well. What's wrong with that?
It means I usually don't look.
You're working at McDonald's. You're a big frump at work.
You clean up
and
well.
And then you guys go on a date or something, and you show up in a nice dress, and you actually washed your face. Why can't you say you clean up well? That's a compliment.
Well, come on. You can do better than that.
You know what?
Though.
I sat at the table at the Salvation Army the other day, and I'm wearing a suit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wearing a suit, looking sharp as hell. I wanted to date me.
I'm sure you did.
And
yes.
I'm sitting at a table where I've got it depends on if you count Forsyth or not, but like six women around the table.
Wow.
What?
Why? Wow.
Jim Forsyth is a good man.
Yes,
so I'm sitting there, and one of, I don't know which one said it, but one of the women said, "Well, you clean up well." Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, I'm married. Back off.
I know you're gonna say that.
I mean, that was a compliment to me. I felt nice about that.
Yeah.
I think you can say it to a guy. I think that's more of a compliment for a guy.
What if Brad Pitt said it?
That'd be okay.
It'd be fine.
No problem at all. What if Blake Shelton said it, Karina?
I would say thank you.
Yeah, exactly right. No, let me see. You say, hey, Blake, I'm not a guy. Don't you dare. Here's the next one, allegedly. Any sentence that ends with, for a girl.
Yeah, I'm not down with that.
Let's say you're at the gym, and nobody's at the gym for it to be a meat market. Guys, stop it. The
Please,
women are not there for you to hit on them. But if somebody's lifting a lot of weight, and it's a woman, and you go up to her and say, man, that was great for a girl, I think that is an insult.
I think it is, too. Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah.
What if Blake Stevens said it? Or no, what's his name? Blake Stevens.
Blake Stevens
is the GPS of Texas guy. What if Blake Stevens from GPS of Texas said it? One of our sponsors of the program. But what if Blake Shelton said it?
I would say thanks with the question mark.
Thanks, Blake. No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
You'd say thanks. Yeah, please hold me.
No, because we're on that
thanks,
level
please
where
pick
I can
me
be
up.
Honest.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. They're on that level where she could be honest. She'd say, Blake, that's so sweet. Please hold me. Please carry me. Again, it really does depend on the guy, right? And men, too. Listen, men, too. You're going to find it a compliment or a cut down depending on who's saying it. Let's just be real about it. That's really what
it
the story
is.
Is.
Yeah, it is true.
All right, here's the next one. Number four. By the way, I want to hear from women. I got a couple of guys on the line who want to talk about it. Why can't I hear from the women?
Come on, women.
Number four. You look healthy. Or, I like a girl with meat on her bones.
Yeah, I would not take that as a compliment.
What?
Because.
What?
It's like basically you're telling them that you're fat.
No, it doesn't sound anything like
you're
fat to me.
I know.
I have meat on my bones. I feel good about it.
No.
I feel good with the meat on my bones. No?
No. Nope.
Karina?
Nope.
Offensive.
What?
That's offensive.
Okay.
That's
Carrie,
basically saying you're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, John Bon Jovi says, I like a girl with some meat in her bones. I couldn't hear you.
I'd probably be okay with
oh,
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. But... What? So a
only,
second ago it meant that you're
exception.
Fat. A second ago it means you're fat. Bon Jovi says that you're living on a prayer.
Only exception. That would be it, though. Only he could say that.
Karina Blake Shelton?
I mean, I wouldn't say
No. Are you going to be honest or not?
Yes. I mean, I would be offended, but I wouldn't show him I was offended.
You'd be like, oh, Blake.
Thanks.
Oh,
Blake likes
Blake.
Me. Because I have meat on my bones.
Yeah, that's more for you to hug, Blake. I'm telling you, you guys are so full of crap. All of a sudden, from one second, you know, I'm fat, and in the next second, if, you know, Hairboy Bon Jovi says it, you're in seventh heaven over here.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to be honest.
Number five, allegedly a compliment. Well, a guy thinks it is anyway. The woman allegedly finds it offensive. You're cuddly. How is that offensive? I don't even get it.
You're cuddly.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that means.
Let's paint the picture.
Okay.
You're watching television on a Friday night. Hey, let's have a date. Come over to my place. We'll have a steak, we'll have some food, maybe a glass of wine, we'll watch TV, and you're cuddling watching TV, and he says, man, you're cuddly. How is that offensive?
It's not, I don't think.
Now, if you walk up to your coworker and say, hey, Polo, you're cuddly, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
It's a different thing completely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that really depends on the scenario, right?
This is true, yeah.
How can anybody ever be offended by cuddly?
But I don't think I'd be.
I don't think I'd be offended by that one. I don't see how you could take that negatively.
Yeah.
I don't know in what scenario you say it where it could come off as a negative. What, Polo? Polo's adjusting his microphone and waving and jumping up and down in his seat. What?
When somebody says that, they're basically saying that the other person is like fluffy or...
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
He's like a good cuddler.
What, are you crazy?
No. If that means that there's...
Dude, it has been a long time since you've had a girlfriend.
More than enough.
You don't know
them.
About cuddling?
I
canoodling,
know what not
come
to
on.
Say. I know what not to say, and you don't say cuddly.
You don't say you're cuddly.
Yeah, you don't say that.
Girl says you're cuddly to me. I'm hooked. That's it. I'm done.
Yeah, but for a guy, it's okay, but not for a girl.
Wow.
Because
I'm sorry. Do you have a girlfriend right now?
No, but I know what not to say.
I'm just going
to
say this is why you don't have a girlfriend.
I would never say you're cuddly.
That's how I got my wife. I was like, hey, what's up? You're cuddly. Let's go.
I highly doubt that.
Done.
I highly doubt that. She's
boom, four kids.
That. That's not how it went.
That's the way it worked.
You're probably begging her.
Number six. You're so cool. Why are you still single? Is that offensive?
Yeah, that can be.
In what way? In your crazy woman mind?
Maybe.
Because you're basically, okay, you're basically
asking what's wrong? Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you?
Exactly, yeah.
Not saying what's wrong with you. Say you're so cool. Everything's right with you. Why are you still single?
Yeah, but what you can take it the wrong way. I'll admit, though, girls overanalyze everything. That's why you shouldn't say that.
John Bon Jovi says it.
I'm okay with it.
Blake Shelton.
Totally fine.
These guys are stupid. There's one more when we come back. Keep it right here.